Rewriting Beethoven's Seventh Symphony is the name of the piece. It was a commission from the Beethoven Festival in Bonn, where Beethoven was born, and it was kind of an overwhelming task, a 30-day-long festival that is almost 90% music of Beethoven, and I somehow had to write a new orchestra work that's related to Beethoven in some way. I think it was the relating to Beethoven in some way that I took very seriously. I thought about different approaches. And in the end, I decided on this idea. I thought, well, you know, what if I was writing a piece of music and I just happened to stumble over the same musical ideas Beethoven had, the same, in a sense, raw material. And I just did what I would do with that material as opposed to what Beethoven did with that material. I took Beethoven's Seventh Symphony partially because I didn't love it as much as, let's say, the Sixth or the Fifth or the Third, which would have been very hard. It would have been very hard to start messing around with those. So I took the Seventh Symphony and I decided to take one idea of each of the four movements and do something with it as if I were the composer. When I started to think about the first movement and those incredible chords that open the symphony, and you hear those chords so much, and they kind of mean classical music, they kind of mean Beethoven. I thought also about how loud those chords must have been back then, before amplification and just before trucks and planes and machines. He must have been trying to make a terrifying sound. So I just took those chords basically and started building music from that. In the second movement, that melody is one of the most beautiful melodies ever written at any time, anywhere. And I was able to, through some little trick, turn the melody around so that when it got to the end of the melody, it ended up harmonically one half step higher than where it started. And what I did is I just repeated the melody, and as it repeated, more and more instruments start playing it in canon. So at the end, there are like 15 or 20 part canon going on, all 1/16th note apart. So it builds into this kind of wash of sound. And with each repetition, is slowly creeping up higher and higher. Third movement was really, you know, beautiful. I basically took the harmonic outline that is running underneath the movement, and with the fourth movement, I just took the melody and I went to town with it. That was the process. It was really quite fun, actually. I'm ready to do another one.